We have a wonderful blessing in store for us tonight. And it's something that will launch you into an evolutionary state for the next few weeks. We have the Costa Rica retreat coming up. I also have a foundations class, a free class Saturday morning. From 10 o'clock to 11:30. I'm just trying to adjust my headset, sir. 10 o'clock to 11:30 Eastern Time. And you're all very welcome to sign up for that. It's free. It'd be a great sacred circle ceremony to, help tide the next couple of weeks before the next class starts on November 10th. And invite people, invite your friends if they are interested in finding out what you've been doing. And it's a very nice sacred circle. So I sent out an email last week. I'll send out another one this week. And you just register for it and you don't have to pay for it. But it is good for me to have the registrations so I can let people know, the Zoom info ahead of time and get everything aligned with our consciousness as we head into that sacred circle. Okay. So, this class was titled The Blessing of a Sacred Life, Wholeness and Holiness. And on our way to cultivating a sacred life, we run into many surprise resistances. And they're always a surprise. They're never what you think they are. And most often they're hidden in what we used to call the subconscious or the unconscious, past lives, connections with other people. And tonight in our ceremony, we are going to receive a blessing to help unclog those channels so that the resistances can dissolve more. It's just that time where so much support is coming in from the unseen realms that we are able to receive that blessing. And it's always in juxtaposition to like the craziness that's going on in our daily lives here in the 3D world. And part of the resistance is how do I integrate my transformative experiences in a way that still allows me to be comfortable with my daily life. I'm going to repeat that. How do I integrate my transformative experiences so that I still feel comfortable in my daily life? Let's just let that sink in. And maybe at the same time, you can start recognizing this subtle fear and resistance to not knowing how you will integrate, what you'll be once you integrate a transformative experience. and not being able to know that ahead of time and trying to control the outcome of a transformative experience. And then also when we have these kind of ascended transformative experiences, they also initiate sequences in our being. Some are immediate, some roll out, to open a doorway into living differently. And what are we hanging on to? What do we fear? We touched on this a little bit about, you know, who are we going to be if we allow ourselves to be transformed in a past class? And it seems that tonight the energy is really supportive of bringing in extra help for this. Let's just pause. One of the reasons we have resistance is, as I've mentioned before, the amount of self-loathing, the lack of training in the mystical arts. So on one hand, you know, there's this self-loathing and criticism and judgment that's in the air we breathe throughout the culture we live in. And also in the culture, there's a lack of mystical training. So you couple those two things together, and why wouldn't you be unsure or resistant to allowing a complete overhaul of your being when you have an ascended or transformative experience? We need training. And, you know, these classes are training. So why wouldn't you be resistant if mystical experiences weren't included in the general cultural milieu? So I want you to let yourself off the hook a little here. A lot, actually, all the way off the hook, actually. Just watching the light starting to come into the group. Does anyone want to comment on this? You can unmute yourself and comment.
Mm-hmm. This is Penny.
Uh-huh.
And I have experienced a transfiguration. Astounding name. I had gotten myself into what you call loops of resulting in shame and blame that was threatening to undo me. And I have transformed all of the shame and blame into refurbishment of myself. And I do understand what you're saying. It is a matter of readiness and willingness to transfigure. I am so grateful for the lessons learned and the teachings that have been taught so perfectly.
Penny, can you share a little of how you took yourself in hand and created that transfiguration?
Part of it was in the not knowing. I absolutely had no way of understanding beyond the shame and blame what reasons there were for my discomfort.
So you were imprisoned in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, right. And I simply understood the enormity of what had happened to me, and I did not understand what the consequences were. There was no way I could know why things were the way they were. I just didn't know. And so I kind of just gave up on it. I gave up. You know, it was just, I just put it into the vastness of not knowing. And it was very freeing.
And so how did you put that into the vastness of unknowing?
I let it all go.
Okay, so when you say you let it all go, there is a place before you let it all go between being in the prison and letting it all go. What happened in that little space? There might be some somatic parts of this.
Right, right.
Right?
It was like a trick of time. I moved somewhere else.
So there was some inner silent guidance that helped shift
Yes.
you?
Yes.
Did you try grounding or any of the breathing or any of the meditations?
I tried everything, yeah, that I knew. Just
okay.
to stop it, yeah.
Okay, so that's a big clue, actually. Can you string it together? You actually tried everything you knew.
Right.
And then it looked like nothing was happening in the middle of doing what you knew what to do,
Exactly.
right?
Right.
But then something happened.
Right. And I shifted. It was like a miracle.
So, if I could kind of give some words to some of this.
Sure.
You did the practices. You practiced grounding and nothing released. You did some breathing and nothing released. You might have listened to some of the meditations and nothing released.
Right.
But then something happened. So there's this expectation that that it would happen during the exercises you're doing,
There was an expectation, yes.
right? And yet, by showing your sincere practice, it all accumulated in a way to ultimately free you.
Absolutely. Yes.
So I want to emphasize the point that it didn't really come out of thin air.
No.
Right?
No. No, it came from who I am. Yeah.
And you sincerely, in the midst of all this terror, I'm going to say it's terror, but for me, it's terror to be stuck like that, right?
Yeah.
And yet you made such a sincere attempt. And even though nothing happened in the present moment, all of that sincerity added up to the miracle, all that sincere practice.
Yes, it was understood by beings far more advanced than me. Yes. My sincerity was understood.
And so, how many days were you, or hours, or minutes, were you stuck in this loop?
Weeks.
Weeks, okay. And over
Yeah.
those weeks, you were doing whatever practices you could th think of to do.
Right.
Okay.
Desperate. Yes.
Right, yes.
Yes.
I understand that feeling totally.
Oh, it's just the worst. Yeah.
It is. It's really uncomfortable. Okay. So, but your patient, remember we talked about patience last week? Your patience and your persistence and your practice. We got three P's. Patience, practice, and persistence.
That's right.
And it added up to something that encompassed a greater intelligence.
Oh, did it ever? Yes. I am on the other side of it, and I can't believe I was so inundated by it, and to be free of it is like a miracle.
I'm wondering if other people, when they get waken up in the middle of the night and can't get back to sleep and have, let's say, a mini version of something like this, how many people are experiencing things like that? Because it seems to be all this transformation seems to be interrupting sleep a lot too, and it can be a very uncomfortable feeling, like you're feeling caught in a negative loop. But for me, the point is, it's this practice, patience, and persistence that no, and sometimes the persistence is so much, you have to persist so much longer than you wish you had to persist to
Yeah.
get out of these loops.
They are
And
so hardwired.
right. And so it's hardwired to trauma, to the nervous system. Could include, past life stuff. It can include invisible cords from other people in your life. It can be cords from the greater culture. It could be how the stars are speaking to you and taking you through a teaching until they shift and bring you through it. I mean, there's so many layers to this.
Your explanation was enough for me.
Yeah,
Thank you.
you're welcome. And I wanted to bring that forward for everyone else in the class because it's very inspiring. And when we skip over how much patience and how much persistence and how much practice you've put into this over years, and you would expect with how many years you've been practicing that you would never get into a loop like that again. But we do. And they can be really, really tough. And it's that practice, patience, persistence that brings us through it. And that requires an enormous amount of faith and hope and knowing and being able to refer back to transformative experiences where you know there's this place of freedom and light, and having that reference point gives you the hope and the faith to persist. Anyone else want to chime in on this? Is anyone relating to this?
Hi, this is Laurie. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay, I'm on my phone, which I never am. So I may do something wrong.
Okay, we're prepared.
Good. Oh my gosh, this is so helpful for me. I can't even say. And I needed the reminder really badly right now that about three P's, and that it happens. It happens, to just stay the course. And I have a couple of things I'd like to share. One from this conversation, one thing that I am curious about sometimes is I think that sometimes the sincerity, which is still always there, but something can happen where there's a grasping that starts to go on because I want so badly for the shift. And so I'm just wondering if you have anything to say about that. Because that's not comfortable. That just makes it all the more uncomfortable, right?
Right,
Yeah.
right. So here's my perspective on it. Okay. In the path that we're following here, that was transmitted to me by my masters, physical human beings, okay? Sufi master, my Taoist master, and Andean master, along with their transcendent beings. The path of embodied spirituality, which is what we are practicing here, means that your spiritual nature is to blossom while you're in a human body. And it includes the human body as, and sees the human body as a temple of light. It's not inert, it's not a prison. It is a consciousness that is collaborating with spirit to bring an evolved spirituality through earth consciousness into the cosmos. This is a huge, huge deal. Because when we think of all the enlightened beings, incorporated in a body or non-incorporated, most of them are not in a human body. We can picture all kinds of non-human intelligences, and easily commune with them. Communing with an earth body is a huge project. So, spirit and the human body on the earth plane is a huge project that we've undertaken. To bring spirit into the density of the 3D world of matter and be able to commune with it so that there is a harmonic and a flow from earth to heaven as we speak, Mother Earth to Father Sun, is a gigantic project. And so we are encountering the hills and valleys of that project as we move through our lives. And so you all may notice that your focus now is how you're walking through life. I can say that for everyone in this group. You're very aware of your spirit as you are participating in life to varying degrees. You're not dissociating. You're very involved with the consciousness of the body. And this is a whole new realm. So it's like it's a cosmic attunement. And just like an orchestra that's being tuned, people's strings can break and their elbows can hurt when they're playing the violin, and different things can go on until the harmony comes around. And so we look at them as being stuck in these eddies, like Penny said, the loop. And what's really happening, there's a whole process going on when that loop is occurring. So just like when we get an illness, and if we allow the illness, if we can track with the illness in a way that allows the body to get stronger, there's a process going on. If we have an illness, the body engages all of its parts and pieces to try to find a new homeostasis and a new form from that illness. And when we're stuck in that eddy, that little loop, a lot is happening on every level, from the cellular to the atomic to the celestial, that is learning to align with the harmonic of your being. And so it is uncomfortable. Sometimes I'd rather be sitting, in the, like in a lotus position in the middle of the snow, rather than the emotional trauma that it takes. And yet, that is the practice with all of its depth that is going on. It's on many levels, and it's unseen. And so when we come back to being able to be patient and loving with ourselves, we can become familiar with this process. If you go through it enough times, you know that you put in your time to practice, and you know it's going to let go at some point. And you pay attention to your dreams, you pay attention to the signs around you, you pay attention to what you don't know. Like, tell me what I'm supposed to learn here. Show me. Let me, go beyond my blindness to be able to have this revealed. And that's the prayer during those periods. But so much is going on from heaven to earth in that stuckness. So from the materialistic perspective, it looks like we're not making progress. We're stuck. We're going to fall behind. We did something wrong. Rather than seeing it as part of the gestational growth cycle that we're going through here in our evolution. And so we haven't been taught that that's a mystical teaching, that imagine if that was part of our culture, rather than, oh, you're going to miss a few days. Oh, you're going to fall behind. That's what's in our culture. Right? So, can you sense the difference in the two perspectives? You can hear that judgmental, limited materialistic thinking versus the organic living energy perspective. And that living energy perspective is trying to come through. It's like the sprout that's coming through the thick soil. It's working its way through, and in that process, it is clearing and aligning and raising the consciousness of everything in your being. And if we didn't have that nagging voice saying, oh, you're going to fall behind, everyone's going to get ahead, you're going to lose this, you're going to lose that, blah, 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 we'd be able to go through this patiently because we would be supported by the greater culture. but we're not quite there yet.
That was very helpful. The other phrase that I find myself often saying is, I must be doing something wrong because it's taking too long. So that's definitely there. And I also wanted to comment on at the beginning. I realized at some point, not that long ago, in the last couple of years, you know, I'm not somebody who hides my path. I talk pretty freely about my spiritual experiences, and I have such a longing. And I think that those two things have kind of maybe protected me from the fear that I actually have of living in my true self. And so it took me, I feel like, a little longer to get to where my resistance, that I actually have a lot of resistance and a lot of fear, like we talked about in our last class. And that was so important for me to get in touch with, to get past that protective layer that was there for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there will be another protective layer.
Yeah, I'm sure.
you just get familiar with it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Exactly.
You know, it's more of a planetary piece. We're made to believe that it's personal. And yeah. I mean, if you look at, I mean, I'm just taking a look at this right now. How many people are in therapy because they've done some, they feel like they're doing everything wrong and they're not getting somewhere that they want to get to, right? I mean, how many little offices or Zoom meetings are there going on at any given time with everyone feeling the same way?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
And so there's a bigger picture here. There, so a lot of the transformational cycles actually go along with the quarterly solstice equinox cycles. And they do go along with the lunar cycles and the solar cycles. So there are some transformative pathways that really take a whole year. Some that take a month or 2 weeks, and some that take 3 months. And that is part of the wisdom of the earth-based spiritual traditions. And so, you know, when people ask me what holidays I celebrate, I am not into any of the religious holidays, but I certainly am aware of the experiences that come with the solstice and equinox energies, the full moon and new moon energies. And these are the portals that make available these transformative experiences we're having as humans in a human body. And so that's where the patience comes in. And that's where preparation for, is that another P? Another P. Okay. And then, and peace is another P. Okay. The preparation leading up to a class, leading up to an equinox or solstice, or leading up to a new moon or a full moon, inserting, making space for the natural timing of the planetary cycles requires a lot of strength and persistence when you're swept up in all the activity of life, when you don't have a community and a culture that's honoring that. I want you to appreciate the strength everyone has here of, being out there without the support of a greater community. I mean, that's what I find so helpful about our sacred circle. But I want you to know, you're each making an indent in your little circle of life. You have more strength than you realize.
I have one more thing to share that is right in alignment with what you're saying right now. I really wanted to write this on the class page, but so after last Monday's class, my daughter-in-law was expecting on October 14th, and I was flying to Arizona last Thursday. And after our class on Monday, she called and said, "I think I'm in labor." So I stayed up all night on Monday night and flew out Tuesday morning and got to Arizona for the last 3 hours of her labor, and have been here in Arizona with my tiny newborn grandson this week. And it was so cool that I'm teary that it happened like right after class. I was so fortified. And so what you were just saying about, and all week, like in the few hours that I've been able to sleep this week, I would put on our last week's class, and I just tapped in. And so what you were just saying, I have been living even more intensely about this, the power of having this community. And so I had to share that with everybody.
Well,
congratulations,
thank you. Grammy.
Thank you.
What do your grandchildren call you?
Amaluna.
What is it?
Amaluna.
Amaluna.
Yeah.
How beautiful.
I know. It was a long time in figuring it out, but it came to me and it's like, okay. So, yeah.
Oh, I want to be called Amaluna. I'm Grammy and Mimi.
Oh, that's fun too.
Different sets.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
What a blessing.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Such thank a beautiful blessing.
That.
Yes. Thank you for listening.
And what's his name?
His name is River.
River. Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's been 10 years. My youngest grandchild is 10. So it's like, oh, thank goodness, a baby again. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you to everybody for, just this beautiful circle and how wonderful. Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else as we move forward here?
This is Mary. Yeah, I've been running into a lot of resistance, and I'm listening to the replays, and there's just so many gems, and I'm thinking, wow, I should have listened to this more, incorporated it more, done more, and it's the sixth class tonight. And I mean, so it's just perfect timing. It's really reassuring.
Well, you know how to go through these cycles, Mary. You do.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, it's never graceful. I just want to put that out there. It's just never graceful. There's so much awkwardness in it. And, true transformation doesn't fit in to the perfection that we're expected to live here. Just like, an apple can have a bruise on it and then it'll get rejected. It won't be an A apple. And it's hard to live beyond what's around us and what we're breathing. So, anyone else?
Oh, this is Tracy. Hello.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi. I just wanted to say, wow, I'm so grateful to be part of this circle like everybody else, because I've definitely been going through some fear resistance, like really big time. And it's so refreshing to know that it's a normal part of the process and to be patient with myself. And yeah, I feel like it's so easy to compare, because there's so much going on in the spiritual community now about ascension, and that, everything is bliss and we should be experiencing ourselves in this high vibe. And it's like, if you're not right, like you're doing something wrong. So it's so refreshing to come here and hear the like the real nitty-gritty and just feel like what I'm going through is part of the process and it's okay. I think that's just so helpful and supportive. So just thank you. And thank you everyone for all of their vulnerable shares. Like, I know the past few posts have just been so, like, it's so nice to be with a community that is authentic in their sharing. And, I just appreciate everybody and their vulnerability. So thank you.
That's wonderful. If you had 24 hours, I could just talk for 24 hours of all the stuff I've gone through all my life, all the difficult things. I mean, it has not been easy. And it's also been blessed. And I just am thankful for the vision I came in with, and that has kept me going. But really, it has not been easy. And having everything put out there that it should be a breeze. It's always just do this, just do that. You really need to be persistent, patient, and you need to practice and prepare so you can have peace. There we go, five P's. And it's because we are helping to usher in a new consciousness, a new platform for life. And we're literally changing our biology. We're in the midst of all that. That's a huge experience. That's a lot. Okay, oh, let's settle in. Okay, so this is a we're going to be grounding and activating the sacred circle, and there will be a transmission coming through. And your job is just to be present to your grounding and not try to capture the transmission. Your job is just to be open, as if you're just floating in the pool and the sun is shining on you, or you're sitting with a tree, or just in one of those relaxed, open, flowing states. The transmission will come through, and the frequencies will interact with each one of us in a unique way. But there will also be a central living teaching in it. And it will enter each one of our beings as a living seed that will gestate within us. And you really can't do much other than do your practice of grounding and connecting. And it will grow. We talked about that gestational period where realization is growing within you. And you keep grounding, and you keep breathing, and you keep coming back, returning. Mark, you've had wonderful comments of just that process. And during these sacred circle ceremonies, that transmission comes through. It's a pure intelligence of living energy. And you keep practicing, and you keep remembering. And it comes, you know, it's like that sprout, like I mentioned, finally sprouts above the ground and you get to see it. And then we even become more impatient then. And so we have to go back to practice and being patient and allow it to grow within us as a realization that starts impacting our emotional body, our mental body, and our physical body. That's what the human embodied spirituality is. So the realization is one thing, but that's not embodied. It needs to reverberate and tune our emotional body and mental body and physical body to that realization. And then one day you find yourself reacting differently, or having a new inspired thought, or finding peace in a moment when you didn't expect it. And it takes you by surprise. And when it takes you by surprise, you know that it has seeded well, S-E-E-D-E-D, and it is seated, S-E-A-T-E-D, in your being. Permanently. And that you have accomplished something that you could never accomplish without being in a body. So if you remember in the description for this class, I talked about the transmission process. And we've kind of come around to it through the back end. But the amazing comments that and experiences people are having are the result of your patience and persistence and practice. So just like with Penny, we had to kind of pull things apart a little to show how her practice or patience and persistence led to something, even though you couldn't connect the dots necessarily, but we connected them. And it's very typical of a growth cycle. You know, whenever you're learning something, there's always those times when your fingers aren't working to do the scales right, and then all of a sudden they are, and then you're able to play a more advanced piece on the piano or whatever you're learning. There's this time when you've practiced with patience and persistence that there's that leap. And then all of a sudden you find yourself able to do something you couldn't do before. And in this case, it's being someone that you hadn't been before. Okay. So let's settle in here. Oh, I have one more thing. I would like more feedback on how people are responding to the summaries. For some reason, I need more feedback on that. I spend probably 3 hours creating them each week. And I want to continue to make the point that I take the transcript and I use AI, but I also go over it and shift things and move things around and make things clearer. So I'm very involved. I don't just stick it into like ChatGPT and have it spit it out. And I want to know if I'm providing something that's actually a value to you. After each 6-week class, you basically have a book. Is that helpful? Is my putting in 18 to 20 hours to put that whole thing together of value? And so I would like feedback on that. And you can put that in the comments. I would appreciate that. Or if you have something to say now, that would be fine too.
I think it's gold. It's a whole separate teaching. It used to seem like it was just the words of the class, and now it's a whole extra teaching. So it's like we're getting the two different classes are happening. So and the affirmations are wonderful. So the techniques that are coming through in the writing are an auxiliary to keep the vibration going through the week in a different way. So I really appreciate it. It's
That's
very helpful.
thank you. That's exactly what I would hope for.
It's a good tool. It's a powerful tool.
Thank you. Okay, let's feel our seat and feet. And the living intelligence is with us here. And we greet Mother Earth, connecting and resonating with Mother Earth. Feeling our energy and her energy commingling, loving, coming into relationship. Helping to stabilize, return us to the womb of life. Loving intelligence, the living intelligence. When we've become separated from that, when we get immersed in the materialistic culture, which, I respect the materialistic culture. We took something to its height, to the point where we could learn what happens when a culture becomes so materialistic that it cuts off the soul. But it's quite an accomplishment. And yet, when we take it to its fulfillment, then we're able to incorporate the wisdom and move on. We never have to do that again. And so we're resonating with Mother Earth. Feeling our breath deepen into our bellies, Our hips starting to soften and release. Some light surfacing in our being. And once we reconnect with Mother Earth, the sphere of our consciousness surrounds us. That's the womb. And that's when we start becoming whole. And the energy is set to begin to experience more and more wholeness and holiness. So when we start with Mother Earth, that sphere, her womb, the sphere of the earth, everything is spherical. And it establishes our wholeness. We finally have a container, a living container that can receive the transmission of the higher intelligence. And it allows that higher attunement to reverberate within that sphere of our being so that we are in a constant attunement and adjustment. And every time we go into a place where, and we're feeling the adjustment, we're sensing it. And every time we go into that place, ah, I must be doing it wrong. I'm not getting it. I'm not getting it. All that self-negative. We are interrupting the harmony, the harmonics that are trying to be tuned within our being. So that practice of pulling back from that self-judgment is really important. And sitting back into your seat, allowing that tailbone to soften and release as long as it takes. Some days it's easier, some days it's longer. But the reason we start with Mother Earth is to reestablish our container, our sphere of being. And once that sphere of being is connected, and you might be able to feel it around you, you know, you might become aware of your energy field interpenetrating and living within you. And within that sphere is the flower of life. So just by doing this initial grounding and connecting with Mother Earth, we are coming in contact with the highest intelligence of creation, of universal oneness. It's all happening on multiple dimensions. And within that sphere and communion with Mother Earth, there is the spirit of the water. It's incorporated in Mother Earth. There is the sphere of the fire and the sphere of the air and the ether. So they exist simultaneously, like a chorus, but the first all-encompassing intelligence is Mother Earth. And this is from the feminine perspective. Allow yourself to sit into this. There's a whole chorus of angelic beings here. Your beautiful energies streaming into the circle and circulating. There's a toroidal field. Beautiful colors, beautiful tones. And these elevated beings, luminous beings, are now tuning us each individually. I have a being that's working on me, and you each have a luminous being working with you, tuning you. Feel your feet, feel the energy in your feet and hands. Rest into it. Rest into your experience. Part of the signature of the energy tonight is flow. And so your beings are receiving the living experience of flow. Remember, the blessing of tonight was to receive help with whatever is resistant within us. And so one of the remedies for resistance is flow. And this is happening either beyond your awareness, or maybe you're aware of it. It's okay, either way, you're receiving it. Now, the frequency of flow is actually attuning to higher and higher frequency now, turning into a flow of light, a luminous flow, like the outpouring of the Milky Way. The breath of creation. Offering you the support that you may not be getting from those around you. And the luminous beings are working with our energy field, with our meridians, and they know exactly where to do their etheric surgery and bring in the etheric remedies. For an integrative experience. As a result of each one of us being helped and supported by these luminous beings, there's an opening and flow of the heart energy, the higher frequency love energy. Which attunes us to the central stream of the toroidal field, the central axis, and pure universal intelligence and dynamic transformation. And we were attuned to this sparkling, gleaming white energy coming in from the galaxy, outside the galaxy. And we were each given a galactic crystal in the palm of our right hand. And that is the blessing we are receiving tonight. Being showered with the purest light and a chorus of angelic beings. It's opening us to a higher frequency, sacred life. Beyond the body, beyond the mind, beyond the emotions and our projections, into a totality that is pristine and pure. We're into peace tonight. Maybe the Pleiadians are here. Now, remember last week we talked about centering in the lower part of the abdomen, the navel, the three chakras. Let's recenter there. With awareness, with sensing, not with thought. Allowing our human nature to be infused with this pristine intelligence. Okay, it is completed. So, even though we're coming to the end of this class, the guiding spirits have initiated a transformative process to take us through the next month. We meet again in the next class, the blessing of the new earth. I forgot the phrase. It's up on the website, though. And we'll finish out the year with the final class. And we have the Sacred Circle on Saturday morning that you're most welcome to participate in. So many blessings, and thank you for helping to create this beautiful sacred space. And we are continuing our unfolding process, our growing process, our being. So blessings.